It's Friday, December 17th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the providence of God, the remaining 12 hostages taken captive in Haiti escaped yesterday morning, ran 10 miles into the mountains, and called a friend at 7:40 a.m. to get a ride. The group of Christian Aid Ministries workers had been abducted by the 400 Mwozo gang while on a trip to visit an orphanage on Saturday, October 16th. The gang was seeking $17 million for their release. And tragically, their kidnapping was not an isolated incident. According to Reuters, criminal gangs in Haiti kidnapped 119 people, including the missionaries, during the first half of October alone. The ministry, based in Berlin, Ohio, cited Exodus 15, verse 1 on their website. "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously." If you prayed for their safe return, thank you for calling upon Almighty God on their behalf. He heard our cries and answered them. I can't wait to read the book and see the movie, which will document the goodness of God in the midst of a trying circumstance. With the advent of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, 8 states, California, Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Washington, now require most people to wear masks in indoor public places, whether or not they've been vaccinated against COVID-19, reports the AARP. Washington is the only state with an outdoor mask order, requiring face covering at outside events attended by 500 or more people. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem wants to, quote, "restore protections for prayer in schools," end quote, reports FaithWire.com. She's eager to pass a law that allows a minute of silence at the start of the day. While the state will certainly not mandate or lead prayer, she said, quote, "I hope students will take this opportunity to say a quick prayer or reflect on their upcoming day," end quote. In mid-September, 2 Texas fathers got arrested for allegedly disturbing a meeting of the Round Rock School Board, where the superintendent had restricted the number of attendees from a capacity of 375 to a paltry 16 people, reports Fox News. Even under COVID social distancing, the school board had accommodated 80 people just this June. This was a clear violation of the Open Meetings Act. Jeremy Story, a father of 7 homeschooled children and a resident whose tax dollars go to support the school district, registered his objection with the way the Round Rock School Board was behaving.
"Several members of this board and superintendent have an utter disregard for the rule of law. Today you are considering thwarting the governor's order, the legislature, and the Supreme Court of Texas. This will result in tremendous fines to the district. Even today you violated the rule of law by putting officers in the back of this room in the difficult position of being asked to illegally enforce a last-minute violation of the Open Meetings Act."
When Story mentioned the fact that Superintendent Hafed Aziz had a protective order against him, Board President Amy Weir nodded to Round Rock ISD police, who escorted the homeschool father out.
"I have sent you several letters communicating this to you, but you are ignoring me. So as a result, he's violating public safety. He's violating public safety. You are ignoring me. And now you're having your own police officers enforcing against me. This will result in a lawsuit."
Allegedly, Round Rock Superintendent Aziz had an affair with a district employee, impregnated her, and assaulted her when he insisted that she get an abortion. The mistress was the one who requested the protective order. Dustin Clark, a father of 4 children in the Round Rock Public Schools, was equally incensed that the school board did not allow the people in to voice their objection to their proposed increase in the tax rate. Board President Weir directed Assistant Chief of Police Jim Willoughby to remove Clark as well. As the police were escorting him out of the meeting, one on each arm, Clark made this statement.
"You swore an oath to uphold the law, and you're not letting the public into an open meeting. Shame on you! Communists! Communists! Let the public in!"
Both Clark and Story were arrested the following Friday by the local sheriff when a Round Rock ISD police officer filed the probable cause affidavit. They face a misdemeanor charge of hindering proceedings by disorderly conduct. And now, just days ago, Round Rock School Board President Amy Weir tried to censure board members Mary Bone and Danielle Weston after they complained that the school district had violated the Texas Open Meetings Act by keeping members of the public out of the contentious school board meeting. You can contribute to the legal fund to defend Jeremy Story and Dustin Clark through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, Amber Hayes, a Kentucky restaurant owner, parked her food truck in the middle of the tornado wreckage of Mayfield to hand out free hot meals to first responders, victims, and anyone else in need, reports Fox News. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Tornadoes tore through multiple states Friday and Saturday, killing at least 88 people. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear said 74 people died in Kentucky alone. The state hit hardest, with at least 100 people missing. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, December 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.